Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Everybody, it's a Wednesday. That means only one thing. It's time now for Supernatural News. And yes, we have a parishare here on today's Darkness Radio. I'm Tim Dennis. Along with me, I have a co-hostess. Welcome back, the one, the only, Mally Fox. Mally, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I take it you enjoyed your Mother's Day week off.
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did kids in your life do anything special for you?
Well, to be honest, they spent the day with their mother, their biological mother. I'm bonus mom.
That's the best kind.
Yes. See? So they made me a card and everything. So that was lovely. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So I worked on other stuff. So that was good.
See, you had a nice, peaceful Mother's Day. The exact type of Mother's Day you want.
Yes, I got my antique mugs, so I was very happy. My china mugs, so I was good.
Oh, it was perfect. See?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. We're going to jump right into it today because we have a huge show today. Interesting alien news today. An unusual thing about... Do you have an iPhone or do you have Samsung?
Samsung.
Okay. All right. So this won't necessarily affect you, but I am holding in my grubby little paws an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And an unusual story for iPhone users today in our AI section. Could be a little scary.
Okay.
Could be a little scary or a little promising, depending on which side of the coin you flip. Okay. Our palate cleanser today is an interesting one, too. What do you do when your sensations are switched?
Oh.
Yeah. We'll talk about that at the end of the program. Want to open it up today, though, by unfortunately announcing a celebrity death. I don't know if you heard about this one yet today, Mally. It's going to be a little old by the time you guys get a hold of it and get a hold of this podcast. But it turns out that George Wendt, who played the beer-loving Norm on Cheers, has passed away at the age of 76.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
Norm.
Yeah. He was also, I don't know if you know this or not, but he was also the uncle of Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live.
I did not remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Or you may know him as Bob Swirsky from the Superfans on Saturday Night Live as well.
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Bears.
Go, Da Bears. He was in the Bulls. Bears. Yep. I always just choose to remember him as Bob Swirsky. He was my favorite. That's right. So he has passed away. George Wendt did. He died peacefully in his sleep at home, according to his family. They confirmed that Thursday morning. It's kind of sad. It's good. I have kind of funny memories of the whole George Wendt thing because when my dad was more heavier set, he was an exact twin for George Wendt. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Down to the curlier hair and everything. So, yeah. There were other roles for George. He wasn't just Norm and he wasn't just Bob Swirsky. He also, if you remember right, was in the Black or White video from Michael Jackson playing Macaulay Culkin's dad. Do you remember
that? I did not remember that either.
Yeah. Like we said, his nephew Jason Sudeikis is one of his survivors. He was the only son of one of his six sisters. Interesting fact. yeah, it's interesting stuff. He received Emmy nominations for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for six consecutive years, from 84 to 89, from the second season to the seventh, but lost out to Pat Harrington Jr. of One Day at a Time and to John Larroquette of Night Court from 85 to 88 and to castmate Woody Harrelson in 89.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be missed.
Yeah.
It's I don't get shook by too many deaths. I don't know why this one kind of rattles me a little bit, but it does. I hate seeing comedians go. I guess comedians to me are it's sad when I see a comedian go, because comedians to me bring a lot of light and laughter into our world, and it's even though they tend to be more tend to be a little more sad behind the scenes. It's just, to me, it's kind of sad when comedians leave us, so. But there's a really funny picture of him in drag here.
Nice.
Do you want to see it?
Sure.
Yeah, get a shot.
But I mean, he was part of our, oh my goodness. That's funny. But when you think of 80s, you think of Cheers, you think of him.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's part of our culture.
And there's so many memorable lines.
Yeah.
From
when he'd always come in the door and they're like, Norm, and he'd always have something funny to say, and then he'd sit down at the end of the bar.
That's right. And I guess that was the appeal of George Wendt, right? He was the everyman. He was he was the lovable guy at the end of the bar, right?
So, yep.
Yeah, he'll be missed, that's for sure. All right. Let's jump into it. We got lots to cover today. Let's start off with our first story here, Mally. A UFO collided with a U.S. fighter jet and cracked its canopy over Arizona.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Well, it didn't happen this week.
That's why.
Yeah. It actually happened in 2023, but the report came out this past week. An F-16 Viper fighter jet was reportedly struck by an unknown object while flying over the U.S. state. According to the FAA, the incident, which occurred on January 19th of 2023, involved an F-16 Viper fighter jet being struck by an unidentified object over Arizona. The aircraft had been flying in restricted airspace over Gila Bend at the time. The object itself, described as an orange-white UAS, or uncrewed aerial system, struck the rear of the plane's canopy, causing the glass to crack. Fortunately, there were no reported injuries. Furthermore, at least three other reports of unknown objects were also made in the area, which encompasses the Air Force's Barry-Goldwater Range near the Arizona-Mexico border. The incident was just one of 22 cases involving U.S. fighter pilots encountering or colliding with unknown objects over the state in less than a year. A recent report by the Department of Defense's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO, also revealed that there have been hundreds of such incidents across the United States. Now that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just for fighter pilots, but for those of us who are traveling the friendly skies going anywhere. I hate to think of it. Exactly what the UFO was in this particular case remains unclear, although there is some speculation that it may have been a drone operated by persons unknown. The findings of official investigations into the collision continue to remain under wraps. So interesting. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, new UK UFO disclosure group is going to debut with a screening of King of UFOs, which is a new documentary that's coming out. The group will be calling for the release of the UK's UFO files and other information relating to the phenomena. According to the press release, the UK disclosure group, listen to me. Words is hard, Mally. The UK disclosure.
You've had a long day.
I have had a long day. The UK disclosure group, which will be headed up by filmmaker and UFO disclosure advocate Mark Christopher Lee, will officially launch on Monday, May 19th. So, in other words, it's already launched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't do very well with their advertising.
No, they didn't. No. They launched Monday at the Karma Sanctum Hotel in Soho, London. We are not dealing with science fiction. We are dealing with real events, real sightings, and real security implications, said Lee. The UK is falling behind the US when it comes to open dialogue and transparency. We must create an independent, safe platform for whistleblowers in the UK to share what they know without fear of ridicule or reprisal. Remarkably, the group is hoping to recruit singer and UFO enthusiast Robbie Williams to be its figurehead. I don't think they're going to have much of a problem there. I'm just saying.
Unless he demands a big paycheck.
Well, then they're going to have a problem there.
Yes.
Right. Robbie has been a champion for a long time for taking the UFO topic seriously, said Lee. He has both the courage and the cultural influence to help shift the conversation from the margins into the mainstream. We believe his involvement could truly be historic. The group's debut will also feature, or it did feature, a screening of Lee's popular documentary, King of UFOs, which looks into the royal family's connection to the phenomena. I tell you what, there's a trailer for the King of UFOs documentary, so I'll take and post this in the description of this program so you can watch that trailer for yourself. So you can decide if you want to check the documentary out.
Well, hopefully they had a big turnout.
Yeah, I hope so too. Whether Robbie Williams showed or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's hope he showed up too. So there it is.
I think he's one of those stars that claimed that they had sex with a ghost.
Yes, I think he did. Yeah, I think you're right. In one of the 13 million stories we've done on Robbie Williams, I believe that was one of them. Yeah. Yeah, he's accomplished a lot in the supernatural realm in his days.
Yeah. Probably. And I think on MTV Cribs, he was staying at Jane Seymour's castle and he claimed it was his.
It was his?
He claimed that her house was his for MTV Cribs.
Oh, in other words, he was lying about the fact that it was his.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe you meant it was his in a past life or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
It was her castle, but he claimed it was his.
Oh, but he said it was his.
For MTV Cribs, yeah.
Yeah, that's rock stars do that a lot, don't they? Just for the sake of a TV program, they'll be like, come into my house. And it's like, no, it's not your house. It was actually a royal castle. Mm-hmm. But nice try, bud. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Mally, something appears to be moving beneath the surface of Venus.
Okay.
And scientists now believe that the subsurface of Venus might be a lot more active than previously thought, with surface temperatures exceeding 860 degrees and crushing atmospheric pressures that are more than 100 times those found on our own planet. Yikes. Those conditions on Venus are undeniably hellish. Well, I think we found a new place for Satan. Well, landing a probe on the surface has long proven to be particularly challenging. Back in 1989, NASA launched Magellan, an orbiter capable of mapping the surface of Venus, not by landing there, but by peering through its thick atmosphere from space using synthetic aperture radar. Now, more than 30 years later, scientists have discovered something in Magellan's data that could upend everything we know about both the surface of Venus and what lies beneath it. Unlike the Earth, Venus doesn't have plate tectonics, but peculiar deformations known as corneae visible on its surface, and have now suggested that there is some sort of subsurface movement going on. Corneae are not found on Earth today. However, they might have existed when our planet was young and before plate tectonics had been established, said study lead author, I believe this is Gail Cascioli. By combining gravity and topography data, this research has also provided a new and important insight into the possible subsurface processes currently shaping the surface of Venus. It's hoped that NASA's upcoming Veritas mission, which will launch in 2031, will help to provide the missing pieces of the puzzle in explaining exactly what's going on beneath the planet's surface. You know what I think's going on? I think it's just molten chocolate. They're just making a big chocolate bar underneath there.
Like Willy Wonka?
Yep, it's just Willy. It's a Willy Wonka planet. That's all it is. You know why? Because I know nothing about space.
With all the stories you've reported, you still know nothing.
I still know nothing. And that's my two cents. I actually have a couple of stories. Interestingly enough, this past week, before we were, as I was prepping the newscast. I'm not going to name the person because that's amateur hour. But we had an interesting discussion on my social media. A young man came forward and challenged a few people on my social media. And it's obvious he's a little bit more of an atheist or agnostic.
Okay.
Which I respect all. I respect all outlooks, whatever theological outlook you have. And he I posted something about, I reposted something about the Pope in his last days and the fact that he had a dog with him, his faithful dog that was with him at the end. And that this dog had stayed with him until he passed. And it was a touching story. Well, this particular young man went off about how, about the stereotypical evils of the church, of the Catholic Church, which was kind of inappropriate with the article I posted. Well, someone had come to my defense, which I appreciated, but they didn't necessarily have to either, but I appreciated the sentiment. But this person who had attacked me went a bit too far in the rant when they were attacking Pope Francis without information and not seeing that Pope Francis was trying to reform the church and the stuff that he was doing to try to reform the church and not giving him his proper credit. So, and the part where he really started to go too far as he was saying, well, everything in the Bible is a book of fables. It's just a book of fables. Nothing's true. I can't believe everyone's being brainwashed by it.
Oh,
I went, what?
Yeah.
Evidently, you're not listening to the show because there's news stories out there from scientists saying they're finding some of these things that are in the Bible. So this week we have two things, Mally, in our newscast. From scientists saying they're finding actual artifacts out of the Bible. How you like them apples?
Well, hopefully he's listening.
I hope he is. I hope he is. I hope you're listening there, sir. Because I got him coming up after the break. So there's a little tease for you as we go to the next story. Just saying, I say that knowledgeably after I say I know nothing about space. That's why I think Venus is full of chocolate. Just to show you there's stuff I don't know about. Right?
Yep.
Okay. We go to Mars on this next story, where the mystery of dark streaks on Mars are chocolate. More chocolate! No, I'm kidding. The mystery of dark streaks on Mars may have finally been solved, and it hasn't been by me. I'll tell you that much. For decades, these unusual recurring surface features have prompted speculation that there could have been liquid water on Mars. Again, with the water on Mars, Mally. I'm not finding out personally.
Yeah, I don't think.
No. For decades, these unusual recurring surface features, again, they're saying liquid Mars or liquid water on Mars. And I don't know. Spotted back in the 1970s by NASA's Viking spacecraft. These strange, dark, snake-like patterns, which could stretch for hundreds of feet, have been the topic of heated debate. Some of the streaks appear to have remained unchanged on Mars for years, while others have been seen to appear and disappear within a single season. By far, the most widely debated possibility is that the streaks are created by water either running on the surface or seeping through from the underground. If the water happened to be extremely salty, that could also explain how it might survive at or near the surface. Now, however, a new study has cast doubt on the idea that the streaks have anything to do with water at all, findings which, if correct, could present a considerable blow to the search for water on Mars. A big focus of Mars research is understanding modern-day processes on Mars, including the possibility of liquid water on the surface, said Adamus Valentinus, that's what it is. Adamus Valentinus, who sounds Roman, but he's working for Brown University.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an exchange student or professor or scientist.
He may be, but he better have his papers in order. I'm just saying, in today's climate, have your papers in order, sir. I'm just saying. Our study reviewed these features, but found no evidence of water. Our model favors dry formation processes, he went on to say. The research, which involved analyzing tens of thousands of images of the streak, suggests that these anomalous surface features, I better have my papers in order, I'm just saying, are caused by little more than wind and dust. Once we had this global map, we could compare it to databases and catalogs of other things like temperature, wind speed, hydration, rock slide activity, and other factors, said fellow researcher Valentin Bickel of the University of Bern, or Bern. It's Bern, right, in Germany. Yeah. Then we could look for correlations across hundreds of thousands of cases to better understand the conditions under which these form. Okay, dry riverbeds, I could see it, but why not just rock formations?
And why didn't someone else come up with this idea? So you're telling me that just now someone came up with this idea? Why didn't they come up with this suggestion years and years ago?
Probably because we have better telescopes with better pictures. You know, because the pictures are kind of fuzzy back in the days of Hubble. But now you're getting sharper, crisper pictures. Mm. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah. All right. I think this is the... Oh, second to the last. You're going to love this last story in the Interstellar News.
Okay.
Oh, we're second to last.
Okay.
I think actually we reported on the last one before, but it's worth a rehash.
All right.
Okay. Hundreds of UFO fans are gathering on the English seafront for witnesses, for people to witness, or these fans to witness, a fleet of spacecraft. I know I didn't read that properly, but hey, follow me if you will. The prediction of the founder of a global UFO organization prompted crowds to gather in anticipation of a quote-unquote visit. See my air quotes here, Mel?
Mm-hmm.
A visit. Anyone who happened to have been walking along the seafront in Eastbourne, England on the evening of May 10th would have no doubt run into a large crowd of people, all staring expectantly at the sky. The atmosphere was a bit like that of a festival, with music blaring from speakers and people chatting excitedly about what they hoped that they would witness within the next few hours. It turned out that the gathering was all to do with a prediction given by Danny Henderson of the Galactic Informers Spiritual Connection, or GSIC, which is an organization founded to prove the existence of our off-world ET brothers and sisters. You ever made a phone call to them, Mel?
No, I have not.
No? I think it's like 99 cents a minute.
Mm.
And they give you all the predictions you can handle. In a video last week, Henderson had suggested that Eastbourne would be the site of a major sighting. Did you know there's a fleet of spacecraft flying over Eastbourne Beach on May 10th, 2025 at 8 p.m. at night, she said, with urging people to come in their millions. Boy, if I had millions to come into, I'd tell you I'd do it right now. I'm guaranteeing at least two real spacecraft, she said. So what did the crowd see when they gathered at Eastbourne on that time and date, Mally? What did they see?
Nothing.
Boy, it was like you were there on the beach.
I'm just so used to being let down.
Aw, don't say that. No, I'm going to be sad for you.
Just one time I want one of these stories where something actually happens.
Well, they didn't see a lot, as it turns out.
Okay.
There were a couple of flashing lights in the sky around 1.5 hours later, but that was about it.
Was it a plane?
Probably. Exactly why Henderson believed so strongly that something would happen remains unclear. Probably because her little ET angels came to her and were like, there will be something in the sky. She was like, liar! And then they got together, had tea, and had a good time. But yeah, you're right. Not much anything happened. It was just another hoaxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they still had fun.
Yeah. I hope they did too. All right, we're going to go to Tampa, Florida. Do you remember this place?
Okay. Do I remember this place?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay. I'm going to tell you a little bit about. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this place. This is our last story before the break. There are two Futuro houses left in Florida. The House of the Future. We're going to tell you how the House of the Future, which is a rare one at that, became a Body Florida strip club.
Oh.
Yeah. Tampa's Futuro House is one of only two remaining in the state. Those driving along Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa may see an unusual sight. A UFO sitting on top of a local strip club.
Okay.
It's kind of fun.
At least they're repurposing the building instead of tearing it down like they normally do.
Yeah, exactly. But what these drivers may not know is that this UFO is one of only two Futuro houses that can be found in Florida. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the UFO atop that strip club, aptly dubbed 2001 Odyssey, was originally intended to be the House of the Future. However, the creator didn't have nude women in mind when he conceived of these strange buildings. These prefabricated structures were rolled out by Finnish architect Matti Surinen toward the end of the 1960s, around when the Apollo 11 mission landed on the moon. At the time, Surinen was reportedly commissioned to create a mobile ski chalet. A ski chalet in Florida?
He wasn't very good with geography.
How are you going to keep the snow down? Something like a small vacation home that can endure harsh weather conditions. Oh, okay. So you can deal with, this is kind of what the outside of the building looks like during the day. It's kind of funky, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They have one of those, at the Ford Museum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The House of the Future. It's round like that. It's kind of cool.
That is cool. Fiberglass saucers were posited as an idea, and so these 12,000-pound Futuro houses were constructed and sold to buyers, either furnished or by shell alone. These small buildings measure around 500 square feet of living space, being supported by steel legs and with enough room to house 8 people for a night if needed. It does look kind of cool. I mean, here's what one looks like right here.
Looks like a spaceship.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. In addition, Futuro houses featured a retractable door hatch that could be operated at the push of a button. Oh, that would be sweet. I'm not going to lie. That's sweet. While the homes were sold in Finland initially, subsidiaries, time to change, time for me to go through second puberty, opened abroad to bring these Futuro houses to new lands, including one in Florida. Shortly after the homes were introduced to the market, mobile home salesman Jerry DeLong opened Futuro of Florida in Clearwater, which is at what now is a local branch for Grow Financial Credit Union. Unfortunately for DeLong, the homes didn't quite take off with consumers, and the company responsible for producing American Futuro homes went out of business in 1975. While not overly popular, a few of them did sell, such as was the case with Gwendolyn Zerby, a woman in her 70s who was looking for a home that kept her safe and she didn't need much maintenance. The Futuro's retractable door was advertised as burglar-proof. And its curved fiberglass walls could supposedly protect her from winds up to 200 miles per hour, according to the Tampa Bay Times. The house became a popular attraction among passerbys, with some reports recounting that traffic would slow along the street while driving past the strange home. However, Zerby died in 1979, and it was later abandoned before the city could scrap it. But that leaves the burning question, how did another one of these strange UFOs get atop of the 2001 Odyssey? Well, according to management at the club, the UFO was already there when Pasquale Mattazzini, the owner of several other Tampa bars, bought the place. Before then, DeLong, the Futuro of Florida manager, had been in charge of the club, and he'd been the man responsible for having one of the Futuro houses placed on the roof, the same display that had been used at his Clearwater dealership. Since he sold the club, it's undergone several renovations, including color-changing outdoor lights around 6 or 7 years ago. The interior of the UFO has been outfitted to fit with the club's sci-fi theming. Futuro enthusiast Simon Robson, who hosts a website dedicated to tracking down Futuro House locations, explained that there have been over 60 of these Futuro homes worldwide and only 18 in the U.S. alone. So actually, there in Michigan, you got to see one of only 18 of them now.
Mm.
Aside from the Tampa Bay Club, there exists only one other Futuro House in Florida, and it can be found along Panferio Drive in Pensacola Beach. According to Robson, this home has been there since at least 1971, being a huge tourist attraction in the area. Historically, it has also been dressed up as a pumpkin around Halloween, thanks to its peculiar shape. That's kind of cool.
I wonder in strong winds if it's like a frisbee and it just kind of like spins around in the wind, like takes off, if there's like a tornado.
No, because it's aerodynamic. Winds would just go around it. That's why it can withstand winds up to 200 miles an hour. Because of its shape, winds would curve around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool, huh? It's kind of a cool article. Although to have a UFO in a strip club, I don't know. It's kind of weird. but different. I mean, to have a sci-fi strip club, hey, takes all kinds, right? All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, Apple wants to read your mind. We'll talk about it in the AI news. Also coming up, we're going to talk about the most sent-in story of the week. And that's this. We all emit a glow around our bodies, and it vanishes when we die. We'll talk about what that glow around our bodies really is. That's coming up when we come back. We're going to meet the tattoo minister who wards off demons in his Times Square parlor. That'll be quite interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And our palate cleanser for today has to do with sensations and a man who's reversed those sensations in his own body. I'll explain more when we come back. And we have your parishioner today. We've got a parishioner from Tasha. It's coming up next, right here on a Supernatural News Wednesday and parishioner. Tim Dennis and Mally Fox with you right here on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's Moca Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. Right over there, my co-host, Mally Fox. Oh, Mally. It's rainy, it's cold. It's definitely not making me happy. We're just getting right into it. What would you say, Mally, if I told you... I know you said you had a Samsung phone, but I have an Apple and I have an iPhone. If I told you that I could open my phone with my mind.
Well, I said go for it.
You'd say I'm full of you know what, huh? I found this story this week that's a little disturbing.
Okay.
At least to me it is. You know, Elon Musk came up with the Neuralink. You know, where you have to put the electrodes on the brain in order to make things move on the screen.
Uh-huh.
Apple has tapped Synchron to explore mind-controlled phone technology. I don't know that I want to be that intimate with my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a bold move that could redefine digital accessibility worldwide, Apple is reportedly working with brain-computer interface, or BCI company Synchron, to develop technology that allows users to control their iPhones and other Apple devices using their minds. The technology giant has ventured into exploring how neural signals captured by implanted devices can translate into screen inputs, significantly aiding users with severe physical disabilities, such as, I believe this is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, and spinal cord injuries. Now, see, that's helpful.
Right.
I could see that. But not just regular on the market for anybody to use. Initially reported by the Wall Street Journal on May 13th, this new initiative aligns Apple with the broader neurotech frontier, where billionaires such as Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates have recently focused their investments. While most of the technologies being driven by these players in the current tech environment are taking invasive roads into BI or BCI, that involves devices that are implanted within parts of the brain, competitors like Cognixion, Nudge, and BrainCo have opted for a less invasive approach, which Apple now also appears to be taking. Namely, Synchron's device, which is called the Stentrode. I even hate that. Stentrode means stent, like heart stent, like going in and blocking open an artery or vein, is implanted in blood vessels near the brain's motor cortex. Instead of drilling into the brain to insert electrodes for its BCI, as Neuralink does with its technology known as the Link, Synchron's brain-computer interface, or BCI device, also known as the Stentrode, is a minimally invasive device that detects brain signals related to movement and tension. Kimberly Ha, communications lead at Synchron, previously told The Debrief in a September 2024 email. The stent-like implant then decodes these brain signals and converts them into commands, enabling users to interact with digital devices without moving a muscle. The partnership with Apple and a BCI company like Synchron marks a historic first, which Kirk Hagstrom, chief commercial officer of Synchron, discussed with The Debrief in an interview explaining how the partnership came about. The reality is they, Apple, have an amazing mission, and they have an accessibility team focused on making sure that people can live a fuller life, according to Hagstrom. He also expressed his admiration for the tech giant's similar mindset and goals. His quote is, to be honest with you, it was like a breath of fresh air to meet these individuals that you're looking at. And we share the same thing. We share the same mission, Hegstrom said. And they basically said, how can we help? Currently, the technology is being tested as an accessibility feature on Apple devices. The company's existing Switch Control allows users to operate their mobile phone. Using external assistive devices like the hook and switch interface, AbleNet Bluetooth switch, or related hearing devices such as made for iPhone or MFI hearing aids and cochlear implants. So it's not thinking like a mouse or keyboard, it's a BCI, Hegstrom told the debrief. I think that opens up a whole different realm of giving individuals more independence, more freedom, and more autonomy. At Apple, accessibility is part of our DNA, said Tim Cook, Apple CEO, in a statement, making technology for everyone is a priority for us all. And we're proud of the innovations that we're sharing this year. That includes tools to help people access crucial information, explore the world around them, and do what they love. Now, the application is being leveraged as the input pathway for Synchron's neural signals. This technological leap could potentially open new avenues for people living with ALS and or severe spinal cord injuries. One early adopter of the technology, Mark Jackson, lives with ALS and has recently used the technology to explore a virtual alpine landscape via Apple's Vision Pro headset. Even more impressively, he is now learning to operate Apple devices, an iPhone and an iPad, using only his mind. While the interface is still in the early stages and slower than a touchscreen or mouse, it showcases the powerful potential of combining neural implants and the accessibility of Apple's features. It marks a historic first for this type of BCI integration. Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll give it that. All right. Now let's freak you out. Meanwhile... The headline on this one, Mally, could gravity be evidence that we're living in a computer simulation? Have you ever believed that we've lived in a computer simulation ever?
Nope.
I never have. I've never bought that line.
Nope.
But there are some people that truly believe we do live in a computer simulation.
Mm-hmm.
That when we go to sleep and we're dreaming, that could be reality. But what we're living in is truly the simulation.
Okay.
Some scientists believe that gravity could be a sign that the world around us is not quite as it seems. According to Melvin M. Vopson, he says we have long taken it for granted that gravity is one of the basic forces of nature, one of the invisible threats that keeps the universe stitched together. But suppose that that's not true. Suppose the law of gravity is simply an echo of something more fundamental, a byproduct of the universe operating under a computer-like code. That's the premise of his latest research, Melvin Vopson's, which is published in the journal AIP Advances. It suggests that gravity is not a mysterious force that attracts objects towards one another, but the product of an informational law of nature that he calls the second law of infodynamics. It's a notion that seems like science fiction, but one that is based in physics and evidence that the universe appears to be operating suspiciously like a computer simulation. In digital technologies, right down to the apps in your phone and the world of cyberspace, efficiency is the key. Computers compact and structure or restructure their data all the time to save memory and computer power. Maybe the same is taking place all over the universe. Information theory, the mathematical study of the quantification, storage, and communication of information, may help us understand what's going on. Originally developed by mathematician Claude Shannon, it has become increasingly popular in physics and is used in a growing range of research areas. In a 2023 paper, he used information theory to propose his second law of infodynamics. That stipulates that information entropy, or the level of information disorganization, will have to reduce or stay static within any given closed information system. This is the opposite of the popular second law of thermodynamics, which dictates that physical entropy or disorder always increases. So the one other example I'll give you here, if you take a cooling cup of coffee, energy flows from hot to cold until the temperature of the coffee is the same as the temperature of the room or its energy is minimum, a state called thermal equilibrium. The entropy of the system is a maximum at this point, with all the molecules maximally spread out, having the same energy. What that means is that the speed of the energies per molecule in the liquid is reduced. If one considers the information content of each molecule based on its energy, then at the start, in the hot cup of coffee, the information entropy is maximum, and at the equilibrium, the information entropy is minimum. That's because almost all molecules are at the same energy level, becoming identical characters in an informational message. So the spread of different energies available is reduced when there's thermal equilibrium. I won't confuse you anymore.
Thank you.
I swear I won't. I will just put it this way. I will put the rest of this article up in the description of the program if you want to learn more about whether you're in a computer simulation or not. I don't think we are.
I don't either.
I'm starting to see where this guy is coming from as I read further. But you got to take the long road in order to think that we are. I get where he's going. But
okay.
But I don't think we are.
I'll just stay in my happy bubble. Thank you.
Okay. We'll let Mally stay in her happy bubble. All right. We'll move on to you want to move on to your haunted happy bubble?
Yes, please.
Okay. We'll move on to your haunted happy bubble now. England's most haunted village. You know what? We have a perisher, though. Do you want to do the perisher?
Do the perisher.
No, you want? I want to tie it into a different story. Let's do this one first.
Okay.
England's most haunted village locals fear the hanging schoolmaster and screaming man ghosts. Let's get scary first. You want to do that?
Yeah, but this sounds familiar. Like we already talked about it. The most haunted village.
We always talk about the most haunted village every week.
Okay. Everyone claims it's their badge of honor.
Yeah. Everyone has the most haunted village.
Okay.
Yeah. Pluckley has been known as the most haunted village in England for more than 70 years, but locals fear ghostly figures, including the screaming man of the clay pit. I think MJ Dixon has talked about this before.
Yeah, but I remember we talked about a clay pit, the screaming man of the clay pit.
I'm sure we have in different news stories.
Okay.
Yeah. A university academic has uncovered the origins behind the mysterious reputation of what is often called the most haunted village in England, Pluckley, Kent. It's said to be home to over a dozen ghosts, and for more than 70 years has held the title of England's spookiest village. Dr. Simon Morton, an associate professor of creative economies, that's a professor, at UWE Bristol, was determined to uncover how Pluckley gained such notoriety. Ghostly figures like the hanging schoolmaster and the screaming man of the clay pit are said to haunt the village. Through extensive archival research, including the deep dive into newspapers, birth and death records, marriage certificates, and parish documents, Dr. Morton has traced the origins of the village's ghostly folklore. I've been captivated by Pluckley's ghost story since my childhood, Dr. Morton explained. My late father's ancestors came from the village, so this research has been both personal and professional for me. Along the way, I even discovered that one of the ghosts, a distant relative, Sarah Sharp, is the Watercress Lady. Pluckley.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Pluckley, located on the north edge of the, I believe this is the Weald, between Maidstone and Ashford, was an Anglo-Saxon settlement and is home to several historic buildings, including a 14th century church. The village gained wider fame in the 1990s when it served as the setting for the TV adaptation of H.E. Bates' novel, The Darling Buds of May, starring David Jason and Pam Ferris. Here we go. Stories froze up a little bit there. There we go. While the village is rumored to be home to anywhere from 10 to 17 ghosts, it claims to be the most haunted, was first made in 1950 and later bolstered by a mention in the 1989 Guinness Book of World Records. Storytelling is a fundamental human activity, and whether or not you believe in ghosts, Pluckley's reputation shows just how fascinated we are by tales with a spooky twist, Dr. Morton said. What's exciting about this research is how one individual passionate about ghost stories managed to shape the identity of an entire village through his storytelling. Dr. Morton's findings show that 10 of Pluckley's ghost stories were initially recorded by local man Frederick Sanders. Sanders was an avid ghost hunter and documented these tales in self-published books, letters to the local press, and ghost hunts. At least four of these ghost stories can be traced to real historical events. Sarah Sharp, who died tragically in a fire in August of 1911, became known as the Watercress Woman. Mary Ann Bennett, who took her own life in 1862, became the Lady of Rose Court. Richard Bridgeland, who died in an accident at the Pluckley Brick and Tile Works Quarry in 1899, is remembered as the Screaming Man of the Clay Pit. And finally, Henry Edgar Martin, a papermaker who took his own life in August of 1919, became known as the Hanging Schoolmaster. The way these stories are told and retold reveals a lot about how we use the past to understand our present, Dr. Morton said. Local rumors take a life of their own. Personal tragedies turn into sensational gossip, and sometimes social prejudices cloud the real lives of the people behind these stories. Ultimately, it's a reminder that real people and real places are behind these tales, and they deserve our respect. Dr. Morton's paper, Frederick Sanders and the Origins of the Most Haunted Village in England, is published in the journal Folklore. I don't know why it took me so long to get through that story. Oh, my God. Rough day
today. I didn't think it was that long.
I just mean it took me twice as long to get through that story as it should have.
Oh.
Bumbling. I can take another sip here.
Take all your mouth juices away?
Yeah. I'm having one of those days, Mel. All right. That was exciting. Warm-up exercises in the middle of supernatural news. Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold. All right, here we go. Seashells by the seashore. All right, the most requested story this week, or the one that's been sent to me the most this week, even Uncle Bob sent me this story.
Okay.
Had to do with the story about emitting a glow that vanishes when we die. And researchers have discovered that all living things emit a distinctive glow due to a little-known phenomenon.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Spiritualists have long claimed to be able to sense or even see an aura around living things, and now it appears that they may have been right all along, although the explanation is a little different than that, Mel. The new study, which was conducted by scientists at the University of Calgary in Canada, discovered that photons emitted by chemical processes within the body produce a tiny amount of light. The existence of such a phenomenon has been disputed for years, but now researchers have been able to capture direct evidence of it using ultra-sensitive cameras. To achieve this, they photographed mice in the dark with an hour-long exposure. This really shows that this is not just an imperfection or caused by other biological processes, lead author Dr. Daniel Oblak told New Scientist. It's really something that comes from all living things. The fact that ultra-weak photon emission is a real thing is undeniable at this point. The researchers also recorded the same phenomena in leaves, as in leaves on the trees, even after they were cut from the tree. They also found that the glow was brighter when damage activated the plant's repair systems. In mice, however, once the animal had died, the glow stopped. This shows in a very clear way that UPE is associated with being alive, said Dr. Oblak. So do you, Mally, what is that light?
I'm sorry, what?
To you, what is that light?
Oh, so like the soul?
Yeah. To me, it's an indicative of the soul. It's a marker, right? Mm-hmm. That your soul light is on, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense, at least to me. And to me, that would mean that everything has a soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even trees, I guess. So to all you vegetarians, you're killing the plants! I just had to get that one in. Can you hear the grass screaming right now as you're mowing it?
It's like that one movie with Marky Mark where the trees, remember the trees were kind of talking to humans and then the humans would kill themselves. Remember that movie?
No, I don't think I saw it.
Yeah. And it had.
Which movie was that?
What's her name? Zooey Deschanel or whatever.
Yeah, Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. And it was somehow like the earth, like any, like the air and the trees and the grass and everything. It was basically like it communicated with people and the people would kill themselves.
Well, that's true.
It was a movie. I forget what it's called.
I don't think I saw
it. But yeah. So they were like trying to get out of the city. I'll find it.
Yeah.
It probably helps if I take my phone off of airplane mode.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a... What was it called?
I don't seem to remember that one.
Yeah. It's just on recently, too.
Hmm. I don't think so. I remember that one. Yeah, you'll have to look it up because I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. It had... I'm so bad with names. Of course, it's probably going to be at the very bottom because it came out a long time ago.
That's okay. You look that up and I'll read this parashare.
Perfect.
All right. This one comes from Tasha. I held this one from last week. Remember I said last week we had a parashare, but I was going to hold it for this week. The reason I wanted to hold it for this week because it addresses myself, Mally, and Jess.
Okay, and I found the name of it, so after parashah,
oh, go ahead.
Or
go
I can
ahead.
Tell you right.
Tell me
It's
right
called now. The Happening. It was the M. Night I always say Shyamalama
Ding Dong?
Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah.
It was the, I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it.
Okay.
It was the threat to humanity arrives out of the clear blue sky with a series of violent death spread. I'm going to hold the phone as far away from my eyeballs so I can't read.
Okay.
But yeah, it was about, you'll have to read it. But anyway, it's, yeah, where they go into the farmland. But anyway, but the trees talk and they make you do crazy things. Like the air and the trees. Huh. And it makes you kill yourself when you hear it.
Sounds like Prozac time.
I know I'm not giving the movie justice. I liked it. But okay. Yeah, you didn't want the trees to like know you're there.
All right.
And the wind and the, yeah.
Probably a good reason I skipped that one.
I'm not doing the movie a good job, but yeah.
Huh.
Things are alive.
Yeah, well, they are. Well, now science says they are because they all emit a soul glow. Just
let your soul glow. When we get off air, though, look it up and read it, and then it'll make sense to you.
Okay. What's the movie again? The Happening. The Happening. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll read it on IMDb. I don't know if I'll watch it, but I'll read this description.
Yeah,
on
at
IMDb.
Least read it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's nature killing humans.
Hmm. Yeah, they're already doing that. They're killing my bank account with the amount of feed and seed I go and buy. All right. Last week I had mentioned that we had a parish here. I was holding it over for this week. It comes from Tasha. And it reads, "Hi, Tim, Mally, and Jess. I've gone back and forth about sending this short story along because I'm honestly not 100% sure if this is paranormal." And that's okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be paranormal mm-hmm. if you want to share a story with us. "A coincidence or in a weird way, wishful thinking, but here's my story. My grandparents were married for 75 years when my papa passed away. Mm-hmm. My nan, as can be expected, was so heartbroken and really had a hard time with his passing. My grandmother, who was 91 when he passed, said she had a dream that my papa would come and get her when she was 94 years old. As the years passed, my grandmother's health began to decline, which is expected at her age, but overall, she was doing pretty good. 3 days before her 94th birthday, we got a call that we should, as a family, be with her as her health suddenly took a turn for the worse. We stayed with her and talked to her throughout the night, and the next day, 2 days before her 94th birthday, she passed peacefully while I held her hand and told her to go to Papa. Even though she was technically 93, as a family, we truly believe Papa came and got her so she wouldn't have to celebrate another birthday without him. I really don't know that this is a case of our family connecting dots and wishful thinking, but Nan always said when she turned 94, Papa would come for her. I like to believe his soul was present that day, and they walked into the light together. It gives me hope that there's truly an afterlife. As always, thank you for the show. It's a major highlight in my week. I'm currently 20 weeks pregnant. That was as of the writing. She's probably 21 or 22 weeks pregnant.
Congratulations.
Now. Yeah. And I hold the phone to my belly so the baby can listen to your show too. So hi to the baby.
Mm-hmm. Hello, baby.
Yeah. No doubt the baby will think y'all are family and will recognize your voices.
Aww.
LOL. Tasha. Well, Tasha, we say congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And name the baby Mally if it's a girl, or Jeff, one or the other. Or Jessica Mally or Mally Jessica. You incorporate both names. No pressure. hi to you, hi to the baby. And the reason I read this after that particular story about the soul glow is because mm-hmm. I believe that's pure proof that there's an afterlife. So I'm pretty sure Papa and Nan are together.
Yeah.
And they're smiling on you as you deliver that baby.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's your proof, Tasha. And thank you so much for writing in. And if you have a parishare, it's real simple. You can write me just like Tasha did, tim@darknessradio.com. If you want to send a voice note, you can do so by going to darknessradioshow.com, clicking on that blue button. You got 2 minutes to leave a voice note. If you need more time, just click on the blue button again, leave another 2 minute message and continue your story, or just keep banging that blue button until you got your story out. I'll stitch them all together. I'll put it here on the show. Or if you have a studio, just like the one I'm sitting at here, make your own theater of the mind, put some music, some sound effects in it, use your voice, send it in. I'll just review it, make sure it's good for air, and then we'll air it here on the show. All right. Okay. Let's continue on. All right. Now we're going to get a little more into the weeds with our supernatural news here. Mal, it's going to get a little heavy here. There's a hospice nurse that shared one comforting sign that someone is going to die within 4 weeks.
How is that comforting?
I know, right? You're like, comforting that you're going to die?
That's not comforting.
Visioning is often a great comfort to people who may be scared of death. Visioning. You ready for this?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says here, death is the final mystery that we must all face, and it's natural to be scared about going through the process. Experts say a few things can help, including using our fear to live a purposeful life and even making jokes. See? Gallows humor. We're doing it right here. One bit of good news is that we tend to get a little bit less afraid of death as we age, but in general, it helps to not shy away from death completely. Learning and talking about it is actually a good thing. Well, a new video by a hospice nurse shows an excellent reason for people to feel comfortable facing the unknown. Julie McFadden posts videos to demystify the dying process and bring comfort to people with a loved one in hospice care or who may be dying themselves. Her profile reads, "Helping Understand Death to Live Better and Die Better." McFadden is also the author of the best-selling book, Nothing to Fear. She says that when people begin experiencing visions or different visions, it's a sign that they will be passing away within a few weeks. She says, here's one sign that someone is close to death that most people don't believe happens. Julie begins in her video. usually a few weeks to a month before someone dies, if they're on hospice, they will start seeing dead loved ones, dead relatives, dead pets. This happens so often that we actually put it in our educational packets that we give to patients and their families when they come on hospice so that they aren't surprised or scared when it happens, she continues. The experience is called visioning. Although no one knows how or why it happens, it's common among all her patients. We don't know why it happens, but we see it in definitely more than half of our patients, she continues. People often believe that the visions are caused by a lack of oxygen to the brain. However, Julie says it isn't true, because when it does happen, most people are alert and oriented and are at least a month from death, so they don't have low oxygen, she went on to say. It often involves relatives who come from the other side to let them know everything will be okay and encourage them to let go and pass away. People also experience being taken on journeys with loved ones or having sensory experiences from the past, such as smelling their grandmother's perfume or father's cigar. These visitors can also appear several at a time. Patients may report the room being feeling crowded, like they're being joined by many people at once. It's possible they may be visited by spirits or people they don't know, though that's less common. Christopher Kerr, a CEO at Hospice and Palliative Care, an organization that provides palliative care in Buffalo, New York, says that the relatives that often appear in these visions are people who are protected and comforted the people that appear in the visions are people who protected and comforted the dying parent when they were alive. So they may see a parent who nurtured them, but not one that they feared. Kerr has extensively studied the mysterious phenomena that happen when people die, but has no real explanation as to why the visioning experience happens. I've witnessed cases where what I was seeing was so profound and the meaning for the patient was so clear and precise that I almost felt like an intruder, he told BBC Brazil. And trying to decipher the etiology, the cause, seemed futile. I concluded that it was simply important to have reverence, that the fact that I could not explain the origin and process did not invalidate the experience for the patient. In a more in-depth video, hospice nurse Julie shares a real video of a dying woman's experience visioning, and it's extremely powerful. I tell you what, I'm going to post this in the description of the program so you can watch some of these videos from nurse Julie so you can see some of the experiences. Again, experts agree that once your loved one begins experiencing these visions, it's likely that they're going to pass on in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And remember that they are not a symptom to be treated or concerned about to be addressed as long as they're not causing distress. They're simply a comforting sign of things to come. It's comforting to know that for many, the final days of life may not be filled with pain and fear, but instead with a sense of peace and joy. While we may never fully understand the reasons behind these mysterious visions, if they bring calm during such a daunting time, we can simply be grateful for their presence. They're kind of like life in general. In the end, we may not really know what it's all about, but we can be happy that it happened. I've talked about it many times on the show. My mother's father, my grandpa Lasker, saw who I believe was his first wife. Mm-hmm. She was at the foot of his bed. They had a short conversation. She evidently told him, according to him, that she would see him soon. And then walked from right to left and went right through the wall of the house. Because he watched her walk right through the wall of the house. And the family dog was sitting there right with him. And the two of them watched her walk in the same direction. Their heads turned simultaneously and watched her walk through the wall. I didn't see her. Mm-hmm. It was a kind of a creepy moment, but kind of a cool moment at the same time. So the dog was validating Grandpa that she was there. Mm-hmm. So I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that it happens. That you see loved ones come to you as a precursor that you are going to pass. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where I don't want to get freaked out when it happens either.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Derek's grandmother saw several family members that had passed in her room, but then she also saw a couple people that she didn't know, but she was in a hospital. She was in hospice in a hospital, and she was telling us that there were people that that would come in her room and she had no idea who they were. And then she got frustrated with us because we didn't see them.
Now, do you think those were relatives that maybe they were around when she was young and she just didn't recognize them?
I don't think so, because she was talking about there were a couple people that came from her childhood that she was telling us that she saw. So I think they might have just been hanging out at the hospital.
Oh, like maybe former patients that were that had died there. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was reminiscing about the past, and yeah, she was talking about relatives from the past and stuff. I think that these were some hanger-oners. That's a word.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, at least now we have an indicator, right? Let's meet the tattoo minister who wards off demons in his Times Square tattoo parlor. I don't know if that's where I want to meet demons.
Yeah, I've been to Times Square. That's an odd place, but
it is. I've been there myself once. The decree is tattoo unto others as you would have them tattoo unto you. That's what hangs there in the tattoo parlor, I guess. Tucked in a third floor parlor above the bustling streets of Times Square lies the only tattoo ministry in the world, where artist Tommy Houlihan plays God deciding what tattoos his customers are allowed to get and where they can get them.
It's up to him?
That's what
hell no. Where and what? I don't think so.
He says one day God is going to say, why did you put this little demon next to this girl's pelvis? What am I going to say? For money? Houlihan told the Post. He's 55 years old, by the way. I have to answer.
Put a smurf on your ass or something. You know what I'm saying? That God told him.
That's true. He says, I have to answer for it one day. Oh, so it's on his soul, not yours. The lifelong Hell's Kitchen resident requires customers to keep it clean, only tattooing certain parts of the body while doing it or doling it out while doling out G-rated images. What is wrong with me today? And miraculous medals to all who stop, hoping that the iconography will help his customers convert to the Catholic faith. Most visitors to the Manhattan shop accept the token willingly, but there are a few who refuse the tiny oval medal, including one woman who says she was possibly possessed. She started debating me and said, you Catholics in your cute little purgatory. All I could think is that this woman actually is manifesting that possession. She was under attack in some way and is showing through this, the tattoo artist said. What people don't know is that the ink of a tattoo not only punctures the flesh, but can invite demons to take over the soul, Houlihan claimed. Do you think you can be possessed through a tattoo?
I don't think so.
I think that might be going a little far. That's why Houlihan refuses to take on any sacrilegious artwork, ranging from Ouija boards to angel numbers to inverted crosses and images of the Virgin Mary with her breasts exposed. That takes balls.
What?
I've never heard of anybody wanting a shirtless Virgin Mary on their body.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be a biker gang thing, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen a picture of that before.
Neither have I. Some anime and fictional characters are even too disrespectful for Houlihan to ink. Harry Potter is absolutely satanic, for example, Houlihan claimed.
Oh,
Harry Potter?
Louise. Oh, my goodness.
Because of the location in the heart of the crossroads of the world, Houlihan typically deals with tourists looking to get some commemorative pieces of their trip to the Big Apple rather than something more sinister. But there's still the issue of the placement of a requested tattoo, he said. It's not always about a satanic piece, but it's the intent, Houlihan said. Nothing wrong with getting a butterfly, but if she wants a butterfly fluttering above her pelvic area, I'm not doing it, he said to prospective female customers. As a tattoo artist for 3 decades, Houlihan previously inked plenty of impious artwork on clients, but had a literal come-to-Jesus moment roughly 3 years ago when he met Zachariah King, who claims to be a reformed satanic high wizard who left the occult after being instantly converted through the miraculous metal. That's when Houlihan, a lifelong Catholic, dove deeper into his faith and began handing out the same miraculous medal to everyone who walks through his shop's doors in hopes of changing more lives. At any given time, Houlihan might have Gregorian chants or a reading from the theologians over his shop speakers to ward off what he calls evil spirits and demons. His approach seems to have worked on some, including a woman who walked in wanting a Betty Boop with devil horns and a tail inked on her hip bone. I said, "I'm not going to do it. You're turning into a demon. It's obviously demonic, and I'm not going to tattoo you no matter what, because you're trying to make yourself more sexually attractive by putting that tattoo here, and that's sinful," Houlihan recalled. I explained this to her, and she said that she hadn't thought of it that way. I think if I had not given her that medal, that she might be a little more hostile about it and gave me an attitude, but she wasn't. That's the kind of graces that come with this. Houlihan himself was once covered with very violent images, such as the extraterrestrial ripping out of John Hurt's chest from the 1979 movie Alien, which he said he had done with during a rebellious phase. He became a tattoo artist in 1989 and worked in illegal parlors for nearly a decade until tattooing became illegal in 1997, he said. Houlihan believes that tattooing itself isn't sinful, but that the community is a den of vipers riddled with an affinity for the dark and violent, which he hopes to be a counter to. He said an exorcist once lauded him by saying, "You're the anti-venom." So there you go. All right. Let's see. Got time for a couple more here. Our next story is an odd one. We're going to a cemetery, Fisher Cemetery to be exact, where an employee is charged after allegedly digging up a grave for a gold ring. 24-year-old Seth Davidson allegedly told police he recently buried an urn with a gold ring in it and couldn't stop thinking about it. We go to Fishers, Indiana, where Fishers police officers arrested an Indianapolis man after he allegedly dug up where he allegedly dug up a grave and stole from it on Monday evening. Late in the evening on May 12th, officers were conducting routine patrols near Oaklawn Memorial Gardens at 9700 Allisonville Road. Officers said they saw a suspicious car in the area. While nobody was in the car, police said officers saw a shotgun and paraphernalia. While investigating the car, police said a man, later identified as 24-year-old Seth Davidson, showed up from the nearby wooded area, covered in dirt from head to toe, and told officers that that was his car. Davidson allegedly told officers that he worked at Oaklawn Memorial Gardens and had recently buried an urn that had a gold ring in it. According to police, Davidson said he couldn't stop thinking about the ring, so he decided to dig it up and pawn it. When he saw officers approaching his car, Davidson allegedly hid the ring but behind a dumpster, later showing the officers where he hid it, as well as showing them the grave that he dug up. Officers arrested Davidson, and the Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office charged Davidson with cemetery mischief, criminal trespass, and theft. Oaklawn Memorial Gardens confirmed Davidson worked there. After being told about the incident, the cemetery notified the family of the deceased. Staff members checked the cemetery after the incident, not finding any other disturbances at the other grave sites. Davidson has already had his initial hearing, but we don't have the results of that hearing. So, there you go. Strange story, huh?
Yeah.
Just for a gold ring, he dug up.
Right. They're not even worth that much money, especially at a pawn shop.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that much.
Strange indeed. Strange indeed. All right. This next story, a man has captured some creepy trail camera footage of a strange figure in Arizona. Someone or something was seemingly lurking in a remote drainage ditch in the early hours of the morning. A couple of months back, Danny Pusher of Fort Apache, Arizona, posted on Facebook to report that he had spotted something strange on trail camera footage recorded near to his home. He had set up the camera to see if he could capture anything unusual. After hearing a peculiar howling or crying noise coming from the darkness at around 5 a.m. a couple of days earlier. Sure enough, when he checked back on the footage, he had spotted a strange figure that seemed to have been walking alone along a drainage ditch at 2:22 a.m. in the morning. Spooked by the sighting, he posted the footage up online to get a second opinion. At 2:22 a.m. this early morning, the trail cam caught something walking in the drainage ditch. Not sure if it's a skinwalker, Bigfoot, or someone else walking in the drainage alone at 2:22 a.m., he wrote. The footage he captured does appear to show someone or something walking in the darkness. Even if we assumed it was just a person, why were they there at such an ungodly hour? And again, there's footage for this, so we'll post it in the description and we'll get your opinion. You let us know. All right, next story here, Mal. And again, we're getting close to the end of the program. I told you I had two stories that had biblical implications earlier in the program, right?
Yep.
First one has to do with that Noah's Ark site in Turkey that they keep picking away at.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that scans have revealed a void and structures at that Noah's Ark site in Turkey. Ground-penetrating radar has reportedly revealed tantalizing evidence at the Durupinar Foundation. The site, which has long been rumored to be the final resting place of the biblical vessel, is situated approximately 3 kilometers north of the Iranian border and around 6,500 feet above sea level. Researchers from all around the world have investigated the site over the years, but the question of whether it really is the final resting place of Noah's Ark or simply a natural formation remains up in the air. Now, a new series of scans conducted at the site by Andrew Jones of Noah's Ark Scans and his colleagues have revealed what is perhaps the most tantalizing evidence yet, that something might be there. Using ground-penetrating radar, Jones believes that he has uncovered signs of a tunnel-like void running through the center of the formation, as well as additional angular structures inside of it. The scans also reportedly show three distinct layers matching biblical descriptions of the Ark's three decks. The team claims that this represents evidence of interior corridors and rooms. "We're not expecting something that's fully preserved," Jones told the Christian Broadcasting Network. "What's left is the chemical imprint, pieces of wood, and in the ground, the shape of a hall." The findings are not what you'd expect to see if the site were simply a solid block of rock or the result of a random mud flow debris, but it is exactly what you'd expect to find if this were a man-made boat consistent with the biblical specifications of Noah's Ark. Given the skepticism surrounding the nature of the Durupinar Formation, it will likely take some pretty concrete evidence to convince the archaeological community that this is indeed Noah's Ark. Jones and his team are hoping to conduct additional scans and take core drilling samples. Again, we're going to find out more findings in the coming months. So there you go. There's that one. The second one I have for you today has to do with Bible clues pointing to the real location that Moses received the Ten Commandments just hundreds of miles away from Mount Sinai.
Okay.
The true location of the sacred site has been lost to history, sparking debate over whether Mount Sinai lies in Egypt or across the border in Saudi Arabia. Biblical researcher Joel Richardson is among those who support the Saudi theory, arguing that a remote peak known as Jabal al-Laws matches the Bible's description more closely than any other site. The mountain features what he describes as a two-tiered structure, a massive peak rising behind a broad bowl-shaped plateau, just as the Bible describes Moses ascending alone while others remain below. The story of Moses is told in the book of Exodus, which narrates how the Israelites were led out of slavery in Egypt toward the Promised Land. According to Scripture, God called Moses to Mount Sinai, where he gave instructions for building the tabernacle and performing offerings. When God finished speaking, he gave Moses two stone tablets inscribed with the Ten Commandments. Near Jabal al-Laws, a massive split rock stands like a monument, which Richardson links to the story of Moses striking the stone to bring forth water. He also pointed to a dry riverbed running beside the mountain. Another detail from Scripture that provides evidence that Jabal al-Laws could be the true location. Richardson's view on the location, however, is among the minority. Most researchers are sure that Mount Sinai is in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula because the biblical description of the Israelites' journey through the wilderness aligns closely with that region. So there's some debate there. But again, that continues. But this particular researcher believes that that's where that location is located. We have just another minute or two left, but our palate cleanser today is this, Mally. I told you about switching sensations in the body.
Yeah.
There's a man who has an unexplained illness that sees him feeling cold and heat sensations in reverse.
Okay.
The 22-year-old who hails from Australia is suffering from a mystery ailment that doctors have been unable to explain. Aiden McManus first began experiencing odd symptoms when he was still in high school at the age of 17, starting with inexplicable swelling and numbness in his feet. Things got quickly worse when his symptoms expanded to include the unbearable sensation that he was walking on sharp tacks every time he stood up. But it was after graduating that his most notable symptom began to manifest. Before long, McManus found that he would experience a burning sensation in his hands when picking up something cold, like a can of drink from the fridge, and a freezing sensation when handling anything hot. This unfortunate malady also means that he has to be very careful not to burn himself when picking up something scalding hot, as to him, it simply feels cold like handling an ice cube. For obvious reasons, he can't cook, said his mother. He's got to be very careful. When I do give him meals, I've got to say it's really hot or it's really cold. As things stand, doctors remain completely baffled by his condition, which is believed to be neurological in nature, and do not know how to treat it. Exactly how progress will come over the coming years remains unclear. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So that'll do it for Supernatural News today. I want to thank Tasha for her parashare. Again, get your parashares in, tim@darknessradio.com, or send us a voice note at darknessradioshow.com. Tomorrow on the big show, Mally, Frankie Everly and Christina Rappel will be with us from Windy City Paranormal. We'll be talking about the Windy City Paranormal Festival, which is coming up in June, and they also have some tales from their paranormal group as well. And a new theory in the paranormal.
Okay.
A new theory to paranormal investigating. We'll be talking about that as well.
Very cool.
So that's all coming up tomorrow on the big show. For Mally Fox, I'm Tim Dennis. Thank you so much for joining us, for listening and watching the best in paranormal programming. This is Darkness Radio.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. In all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. In all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.